Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopChart.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Mr. I know everything about everything, and I win every bet.
I never said that.
Mr. Evan is here.
Wow.
Shots fired right off the bat.
You're really making a victory lap on people you probably didn't even talk to in high school.
No, I didn't. I didn't, but the fact that I just got a free meal out of it, mm-hmm. all the better. Mm-hmm. Either way, we are the Well-Fed Guide to Life. We are brought to you in part by HopChart. Evan is here. My name is Dave.
I think we've covered all this already.
Sometimes we get a little off track. We are at 7th Street Social on 7th Street in St. Paul.
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
Brand new place.
Yes.
That is getting a lot of mixed reviews.
We're kind of on a holy quest right now because...
We're the deciding factor.
We're the deciding factor because the City Pages and our good friend, I think it was Joy Summers, did the review for City Pages of this place. Friend of the show. Mm-hmm. She came here a few weeks ago and loved it. Mm-hmm. And then similar friends of the show, Heavy Table, came here and absolutely despised it.
Yes.
There were calls for violence, I think. I don't really remember the review, but I seem to remember James saying, if you see one of the bartenders in the street, just punch
them. There were baseball bats involved. Yeah. There were racist slams as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, James is notorious for his racist diatribes.
This is true. I'm just going to go ahead and mark him off the list of people we'll probably never be able to have on the show again.
Oh, we've called him much worse, so.
It's true.
Hey, we donated through his book, so he owes us.
Yes, he does, actually.
That's right. Anyway...
Wow. You jerk.
We're going to be the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Because when people look to, you know, partial and fair and balanced, they think Well-Fed Guide to Life.
If you look at the Minnesota or Minneapolis food scene, the Pantheon, you got like City Pages, Heavy Table, slightly below that only because they've been around less time.
Right.
And then we're a third. I think
it's right a strong below. Third.
Yeah, strong third. Maybe maybe a few steps.
I think we're top 10, maybe.
I think
Minneapolis St. Paul magazine probably slips in there a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's
Eater
it's
probably city, slips in there a little
city,
bit.
City, well, Eater isn't that City Pages?
Yeah, it is. Never mind. Vitamin.
No one reads Vitamin.
This is a good place.
We love the Vitamin, but no one reads it.
Yeah.
But no, it's us. Solid third, I would say. Easily.
I think we might be ranking ourselves a tad high.
I don't care.
Either way.
We're self-appointing ourselves third place.
That's you darn right we are. Because we've really got nothing better to do.
Not a damn thing.
But we're at 7th Street Social. We are continuing.
You're enunciating that.
It's kind of hard to say, actually. We're continuing our Fall in St. Paul series. Which I'm surprised we've stuck with it this long.
Well, you know.
And if any of our longtime listeners are, they're probably equally as surprised that we were able to stick with us.
The big thing is that I'm more amazed there hasn't been snow on the ground yet.
And we've had snow. I had snow out in Minnesota.
We didn't have snow here.
Because it's
civilized.
Not like accumulating snow, but it was enough, like, I had to put on the winter coat, which is just too early at this point.
To me, all. Snowfall right around this time will always be judged based on the 88 blizzard.
Where Halloween was canceled?
Yes.
It wasn't that 89?
No, it was either 87 or 88. It wasn't 89.
You sure?
I'm almost...
I should bet another meal on it.
No, I'm not going to bet another meal on it because
it's probably 91.
No, it's not the 90s.
I think it was 89.
I will look it up.
All right.
But anyway, continue your spiel.
Again, we've stuck with it this far. We're going to see it out to the end. And then we're going to be on a St. Paul exodus from the time the snow flies to the time the snow melts. So we're getting it in while it's good. I'm right again.
91.
Wow.
I remember that being 88.
When are you going to realize that I'm really right about everything?
You are... No. I'm distracted.
I'm actually feeling pretty good about myself right now.
I could have sworn that was in the 80s, but...
No. It was in the 80s. 89.
No, it was in 91.
Oh, what?
It was in 91. Yeah.
Never mind.
So you're less... Okay, so you're less right.
I was less... Well, I was closer right. I was closer right.
You're closer without going over.
Yep.
So it's the Bob Barker Award.
I grew up in Price is Right. I'm okay with this. There we go.
Thank you.
You've ordered a cocktail.
I have ordered a cocktail. Because one thing that they complained about, that the heavy table complained about, was one of the cocktails, which was the...
Blackberry Old Fashioned.
The Blackberry Old Fashioned, which I could tell you right away that's going to be terrible.
Because you don't like fruit?
I don't like fruit and bourbon.
Yeah.
I don't like, okay, let me correct myself. Because I love like bourbon and sour. And that's
what about like a straight old fashioned?
What would you consider straight old fashioned?
Just a little bit of cherry juice in it.
And a little twist of orange. I guess. Citrus is okay.
Right.
But I just blackberry and bourbon just don't strike me as something that would mix well.
Right.
So I'm not surprised that they didn't like it. I went with something they called the 7th Street Banger. Which is, I'm guessing, one of their signature cocktails. I did not go with the St. Paul Sour, which would have been my go-to normally.
Surprised you didn't.
But, you know, I don't want to get in a rut, so I like to move around a little bit. But this is Mataha. Is that how you pronounce it? Is it the X and Aha?
I'm not quite sure how you pronounce it.
Some sort of tequila.
Yeah.
Cointreau, OG, and then a Galliano Wash. It's interesting. It's not quite margarita. There's a much stronger orange juice flavor to it.
Do you taste any liquor in it?
There's definitely liquor in it, which was one of the complaints that Heavy Table had, was that their old fashioned was missing bourbon, which I can see would be a problem.
Gotcha.
This is definitely alcoholic. It's not quite margarita-ish, or it doesn't have that kind of sweet, tart kind of bite to it. It's much closer to what I would consider like a bourbon, you know, or like a screwdriver, maybe.
Okay.
So something like that. It's again very, very strong orange juice flavor to it.
Okay.
But it's good. I dig it. I'd have this again. I am a little upset that I'm personally offended with anything called a banger that doesn't include sausage.
Or mashed potatoes.
No.
Bangers and mash?
No, you can have just bangers on your own.
Why would you want to?
Because it's sausage, and sausage is always approved. I don't know why you would disagree with me on that, but...
Sorry.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty tasty. I give you that. I feel very fancy. It's very much an old... This is something you'd watch a derby. You know what I mean? Like, you dress up a little bit. This is something I feel like I should be wearing a suit.
I think you should be wearing a suit. Just in general, but
I do apparently look good in suits.
To me, any sort of derby watching really requires something that is as ice in the glass and served in a low ball.
That's fair. I mean, you know, but I don't think
little,
that would...
It's a little too...
It is to in me, a, it's to in me, a martini
I,
glass.
To
so.
Me, I should be at an... drinking that, I should be in an old-timey dance hall, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that, yeah. Something
with
like
girls
that.
And flappers.
I don't, flappers is not a clothes style. It's
sure.
You can't wear
sure
a flapper.
Sure about that one?
You can't, I'm reasonably certain about
you
this.
Sure?
I'm gonna make you look this up if you actually care. But flapper was the type of person. I don't think that was like a thing you could wear. I don't think you can wear a flapper.
Are you sure?
My batting average is not good.
No, it's not.
But I gotta get one right eventually.
Okay. Well, you were right, but I was kind of.
You were close.
I was kind of close because. Flappers were a new breed of young Western women in 1920s who wore short skirts, bobbed their hair, listened to jazz, and flaunted their disdain for what was then known as a considered acceptable behavior.
And
I was right.
And having only seen the trailer for Great Gatsby, I never actually watched the movie.
Because it looked terrible.
I didn't read the book in high school.
You didn't?
I
read it in high school and I had to read it in college.
It might have been assigned, but I never read it. But English degree never completely read an assigned book ever. Yes. It's rare that you get the spit take without actually drinking. Wow. What the hell was that?
I don't know. I think I need to towel you off, though. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from. I apologize.
That was juicy.
That was a bit much. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Wow. I'm just that good.
You are. Yeah. You're Mr. Humor.
Yeah. No.
Mr. Excitement.
Mm-hmm. But no, I would totally be down with that style coming back. I like the bobbed hair. I don't know why.
Should get the.
You need to have a. You need to have a certain. No, she would. First off, she would look kind of funny with bobbed hair.
That's a good point.
It just wouldn't fit her, right. her style at all, and she would never do it. So, she had to have short hair all throughout her childhood. So now it's this is kind of. I'm an adult. I'm gonna grow my hair out long.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing. Which I have the opposite problem.
You had long hair as a childhood. Now you can't get it to grow.
God, I saw a picture. My mom found a picture of myself. And the Baron von Raschke, together, and I would have been 17, mm-hmm. I think it was, and I had a luxurious mane, and now it's
you had
it's
the mother nothing. Of all mullets.
I did have a mullet.
Oh my god!
I will
it was like this
that.
Mullet rat tail.
It was more rat tail as conglomeration. As I was younger. It sort of fixed itself as it got older, but yeah,
it was
no,
brutal.
You
got to high school and then. Something clicked at some point, and he said, no,
yeah,
this
I thought
is
I might have
this.
A shot with a girl.
Yeah,
so
that's enough of this. It's time to do that.
I took care of it, but, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't know what you were thinking either. It wasn't a good... about 6th to 9th grade.
It was just
dark times. Dark times.
It was unfortunate, yeah. But that's fine.
Yeah. I stuck with you, so you got that.
Yeah, but I saw who else you were hanging out with. You didn't really have a lot of... choices.
Bar was low.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, sir?
I had a good weekend. I did some major cooking.
Okay.
Major cooking. My lovely girlfriend had to
cooked
do...
her?
I cooked her. Fried her up, cooked her. I had to do quite a bit of work this weekend from home.
Cooking her? Is it because she's so big? Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Like a tenderizer?
Wow.
It's not nice to talk about your girlfriend like that.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Awesome. All right. Oh my. It's pretty to look at.
It is pretty to look at. Do we want to go into the food or do you want to finish your story?
I'll finish my story.
Alright.
Because I gotta kind of make my...
Assembly
is required here. So my girlfriend was working all weekend, which basically means I'm left to my own devices when it comes to food preparation for the entire weekend. Sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. But I basically had to get out of the house because I'm either going to sit there and watch TV or I'm going to bother her. That's just too much. So... we got my hair cut, not a big deal, but then I'm like, okay, I'm going to make, I found a slow cooker Indian stew recipe.
Okay.
With tandoori shrimp.
Interesting.
Which basically called for me to go upon a quest to find good shrimp, which I got at Coastal Seafoods. And then I also had to find red lentils, which... was what the recipe called for, and I kind of try to, when I haven't made something before, I try to stay as close to the recipe as possible. I'm not sure you can get your face around that.
Continue.
Just because the first time around, I kind of want to make sure I'm doing it right rather than trying to kind of half-ass it and screw something up. You would not believe how hard it is to find red lentils.
Hmm.
And of course, you can only get them organic.
Nah.
Which to me, when I have to buy organic, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
You have a Whole Foods right by your house.
I know. And I shop there more often than I probably need to. But, so it, not only that, it called for about 1,000 spices in it.
Well, it's Indian food.
So I was on a quest for all these spices, and it was a slow cooker meal. So my apartment now just reeks of Indian food, which just smells like the rest of the apartment building. Which makes me a horrible
person. You're just fitting in now.
Mm-hmm. People actually came to our door looking for food. So I made that. Also made a tandoori shrimp, grilled shrimp, which equally smelled up the house and wrecked the grill grates on my grill.
Man.
I'm going to have to take like a wire brush to it. It's bad. I mean, the normal grill scraper is not going to work for this. But both turned out perfect. I was really, really pleased with the outcome. That was project number one for the weekend. Very good. Thank you. And for some reason, I'm completely spacing out what I made Saturday. It's not coming to me at all.
It must have been memorable.
Apparently. But that was my one big...
Huh. All right. Let's talk about the food here.
All right.
I went with the burger, which they do something a little interesting. They do 3-ounce patties, and they start with two. So you get about 6 ounces, which is about a third of a pound, I would say. I went for broke. I went and added a third patty.
Because you're all that is man.
Well, so that is 9 ounces, which puts it at 3/4 of a pound.
It didn't look that intimidating.
It's
not
that
it's
very tall. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's the burger itself is probably, I would say, Big Mac circumference.
Okay.
And then just tall. It's probably, at full height, it was probably close to 4 or 5 inches high. And I got, you know, the standard fixings, tomato, onion, lettuce, dill pickles with an egg bun. Bun is very good, and it's holding up well because it's a very juicy burger. Excuse me. And then I also went with some cheddar and some pepper glazed bacon. The bacon is outstanding on there. I will give it that. The burger is fine. It's, I think the big complaint the heavy table had was very seasoned.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know if they've learned from that or what, but I think that the burgers itself are pretty acceptable.
Okay.
Bordering on good. It's good.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, they're not blowing my mind.
Okay.
But I'm willing to, since there's things like bacon and all the other stuff on there, I hesitate to say that they're under-seasoned. I just wonder if they're just getting blasted by everything else.
Right.
But the burgers, they get a good grind on them. They're supposedly ground each morning, so there's that. I think this is a fine burger.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a problem with how tall it is, just because that just makes it unwieldy. And part of that is my fault, because I went with the add-on, right. So I'm not going to dock them too much for that. Kind of moving clockwise here, comes with coleslaw, which I'm always a fan of. This is
was that unexpected coleslaw?
It was unexpected
coleslaw.
So it
was coleslaw. Like bonus coleslaw.
It's bonus slaw. And it's okay. It's one of those where it's a little more vinegary than I tend to like.
Okay.
People that are a big fan of like German potato salad.
Okay.
It's about that level.
Okay.
So if you like that, then you'll dig this. If you don't, then you might not like it. But no, it's good and creamy. Pretty fresh vegetables. Along with the fries on the side. Fries are great. I think they're twice baked. I'm not exactly sure.
Or double fried.
Double fried, whatever. One of them. Whatever they did it twice. They're very good. The ketchup that comes with it is more of a like a fresh pureed tomato with some spices, so the consistency is off. It's just wrong.
Can I try a fry?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
The fries themselves are good. They're well salted. They're nice and flavorful, but the ketchup adds nothing to it.
That ketchup's really bad.
Yeah, that's
not good at all. That tastes like regular just tomato sauce, like unflavored tomato sauce.
So I don't know what's exactly going on there. Overall, if I had to give just my initial impressions, a decent. I'd give a solid decent. The burger's good. The pepper on that is the bacon on the burger is very good. The bun is nice with that bun, or the bun is nice with the burger. I already whipped through them, but the coleslaw came with their house made pickles. Very good pickles, and they're also on my burger too. Very good, strong, almost like a Jewish deli pickle.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna dive into my second place.
You go ahead.
A little review on mine.
You go right ahead. While I try to maneuver this here. It is a very juicy burger. And I give the bun a lot of credit for holding up how it has, given how moist this burger is. But
kind of reminds me of the bun at Red Cow.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of that egg bun.
Mm-hmm.
The all-purpose bun, we'll call it. They have a large plates menu. They have a sandwich plates menu. And then they also have small plates. I went with small plates. I couldn't really decide on what I wanted. But I went with two of their small plates. I did the smoked salmon small plate, which is their house-cured smoked salmon, capers, a whipped cream cheese, red onion, and hard-boiled egg. That's kind of nicely served with a little bit of crostini and on a wood plank, which is kind of a cool little setup.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them points for plating. The salmon's good. I wouldn't say it's like break down the doors good, but it's decent. What I also got was ahi crudo, ahi tuna, sliced somewhat thin, marginally thin, that has a ponzu sauce? It has a ponzu sauce with a little bit of thinly sliced jalapenos and cilantro as well. It's super, super basic. Unfortunately, it's pretty boring. That being said, it's on the right idea. It just lacks a little bit to be desired in terms of execution.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm still going to finish it.
It's good enough to finish.
Right. Kind of hard to screw up raw ahi tuna. But it needs a little bit more thinking. The last time I had a crudo, it was almost chopped up like a poke. So I think I had one thing in my mind, and when this came to it, this looks a little bit more like sashimi.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of the impression I got. Mm-hmm. From looking at it, just the way it was arranged and and all that. It's very much a sushi place style kind of plate.
Yeah, and it's a different interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it wrong, but I think I had it in my mind as one thing and it came completely different. So, the smoked salmon's good. It needs a little bit more flavor. I think I'd like to see a little bit more. To me, there's two schools of thought. You can either go with the kind of maple-y flavors.
Okay.
Like the really, really sweet, almost candied flavor. Or you can go with a kind of a light citrus flavor to it. Lemon, maybe even a little bit of dill with it as well.
Yeah.
This is very, I don't have a better term of it, but it's very neutral. I'm not getting really big notes of maple. I'm not getting really big notes of any smoke either. So it's, and it doesn't give me anything that says this is house smoked.
Okay.
So
isn't it possible that it is house smoked, just not very well?
Yeah. Completely. Mm-hmm. But it tastes a lot like stuff I bought.
Okay.
And that doesn't make it bad. But there's nothing discerning it from anything else that I've had.
All right. I think that's fair. I finished my burger.
Good for you, man.
It wasn't really that much burger. Like, I've had bigger burgers.
Right.
Getting it compressible down to where I get it in my mouth. Not going to take that one? All right, fine.
I'd like to think we're above that now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what she said.
Yeah, thank you. There, now the world is restored.
You're welcome.
Excuse me. You know, it was... I think it's going
to
be
like
one
I
of
had
those...
to follow that up with a belch, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It snuck out. I think it's one of those burgers that... If I was... Here's the best way I can describe it. If I wasn't in a reviewer's mind, I would like it more.
Okay.
I think it's one of those burgers, and judging from things that you've said about the salmon and like my experience with the ketchup here, I think it's one of those where it looks decent until you really start to think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I say that not as a sort of backwards slash at City Pages, because I'm sure they put a lot of thought into their reviews, and this isn't like a criticism on their part.
We're starting a gang war, is basically.
I don't want to do that, but it's one of those where I think it's one of those where, like, if I had my burger and I just kind of had it and didn't really think about it, I would like that burger more than I do. I think it was fine. I think it was good for what it was. But it's not, you know, it's not really impressing me. I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I would expect a similar style of burger at, I wouldn't go so far as to say, like, an Applebee's or something like that. But any decent chain burger place.
Okay.
Which there really aren't that much anymore.
No.
I would say this, and this is not as much of an insult as it may seem. I would put this on the same level of like a Five Guys.
Oh, that's not a slam. I actually like Five Guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's very good, but if you look at it from a food reviewer's point of view...
You're correct.
It's not going to be as impressive. No. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, I guess. That's my opinion of it. I had a somewhat interesting weekend.
Okay.
We had people over last night to watch movies, doing a little horror movie thing. And busted out. We had both crock pots going. And in the big one, we were making pulled pork. Pulled barbecue pork. It was a new recipe we never tried before. Turned out fantastic.
Hard to screw up, though.
Hard to screw up, but damn was it good. And we actually used some sweet and spicy barbecue sauce in the recipe.
Okay.
So I added just that little bit of heat to it. It was very good. I was very impressed with myself. Even though, like you said, it's about as stupid a recipe.
Yeah,
as
any idiot get. Any idiot can make pulled pork.
Yeah.
But it takes a special type of idiot to do it well.
Thank you, I think. But we also made this thing. I've made it before. And the recipe calls it cheesy corn.
Okay.
What I call it is heartstopper corn. Is what it is. It is, you get a big bag of frozen corn, corn kernels, throw them in there, and you throw an entire package of cream cheese.
Okay. This is already heart-stopping.
Half a stick of butter.
Okay.
And then the recipe calls for you cut up a bunch of American cheese slices. But we did not go that route. Because we felt that was far too classy. We had some leftover Velveeta.
Well done.
So we cubed that up, throw that in there. And then you basically just cook it for like 4 hours. So it melts and just goes nuts. And it's...
Did it ruin the crock pot? Because it seems to me like that would be impossible to clean.
As long as you get that underwater when the cheese is still wet. If you let it dry, God be with you. You're just buying a new crock pot. But if you can get pretty it in much. There before the cheese has a chance to...
It's doing all right?
Yep.
Actually, good. Thank you.
If you can get in there before the cheese like re-solidifies,
yep,
you're okay.
So worry about your crock pot.
Well, this one we might think is broken.
Okay.
We think it doesn't know the difference between low and high anymore.
Okay.
Well, it just puts everything on high. Because we made these garlic chicken breasts in it a few weeks ago. And they're as far as we can tell, they're basically, it was a garlic orange juice, kind of like an Asian marinade style.
Okay.
Chicken breast. And we left it while we were at work, come home, and that was burnt to a crisp. Which, if you can burn something in a crock pot, that's impressive. So I'm pretty sure that one's broken. So... Which is a shame.
Time to put it out to pasture. Like you're only out about $20, so.
True. And as long as we're there to watch it, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's not
a set and forget it, though.
No.
Which really defeats the purpose of the...
It's good for a weekend. Where you're going to be home and you can kind of keep an eye on it.
So. I just had to look back and actually remember now what we made on Friday. Because it went into my hole. I had to be out, or excuse me, Saturday night. Just I had to be out of the house all day Saturday. So Friday night before I left work, because I work in Northeast, I went to Kamarchuk's. Got some spicy andouille sausage, and then Saturday morning I went on along my route of my great food quest. I needed to get chicken livers, which you would think wouldn't be that hard to find.
Because this is an unjust world.
Right. Beef livers are very much in abundance, but chicken livers are a bit harder to find. I stumbled across it at one of my favorite places, and that is Clancy's Meats in Linden Hills. And I don't know if you've been there.
I've driven past it.
But I've been there a couple times, and it is fantastic. It couldn't be wider than my car. But they
it's
are
really a van.
They've got
it's a van full of meat.
They've got a very big back end to their
You like them with the big back
end,
I don't
do.
You?
It's mostly kitchen, and then they've got just this little slot. Hey, that sounds even worse.
You got this from you guys?
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
They've got this little area where they're actually doing the selling, and they have the meat case and whatnot. But they sell homemade sandwiches, so you actually watch them grab the bread that they got across the street at the bakery, and they're actually hand cutting the meat. So they got like corned beef and roast turkey and roast chicken. I mean, it is 6 to midnight material. I mean, it is fantastic. But they've got everything. It for as many sausages that you find at Kramarchuk's, these guys have that many types of different weird ass meat.
Okay.
They got rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Different type cuts of veal, house-made sausages, prosciuttos, hams, the whole nine, foie gras. But they had my chicken livers, and I was able to buy them at the exact weight. I didn't have to buy like a pound of chicken livers. But what we did make was a New Orleans style dirty rice with chicken livers and andouille sausage, which. Hear me out, because I'm looking at the look on your face, and it is that of disgust. But it was awesome. You alright? You use the chicken livers like you would a ground beef or any ground meat.
Okay, but that's like saying you can use this tricycle like you would use a Harley. It's like, why use gutter parts? Why use liver?
Why do you use turkey when making a burger when you could use beef?
I ask myself that all the time too.
It was a Weight Watchers recipe.
That's because the liver, they're trying to kill you. I think that's that.
Honestly, if I get fed it to you, you wouldn't know the difference.
I think you've hit Weight Watchers extreme.
You think so?
Where you've lost so much weight, the only way to do it is by physically harming yourself. And
I disagree with you.
By ingesting organs.
What do you have against livers? Or liver?
No.
I love liver.
I'm a muscle-only kind of guy.
You're missing out.
No, I'm not.
Really,
I've had livers.
Can I get anything else for you?
I think we're good.
No, I think we're good.
Thank you.
Yep. I don't see the appeal.
I think it's one of those things you had to grow up on.
Mm-hmm.
Close circuit to my mother, anytime you're feeling like having us over for dinner, I'd love some chopped liver and onions, just throwing that out there.
That's a waste of good onions.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's got bacon in it, too.
I've had it. Then you're wasting bacon and onions. You're doubling your crimes here. It's like, oh, I'm not just pooping on this fabulous painting. I'm also pooping on this child. It's like, no, now you're doing two separate, equally horrible crimes.
It seems a bit extreme for a comparison.
You're right. Liver is worse.
Wow.
I would prefer...
You've got problems.
I would prefer...
Thank you.
Thank you. I would prefer you poop on my child than eat liver.
Wow.
I don't even have a child.
Probably for good reason.
Because I'm selling shares on pooping on him.
Can we move on?
No.
From this?
You're the one that wants to talk about dirty organs.
Dirty chicken liver. Dirty rice with chicken livers. And andouille sauce. And it was awesome. And I guarantee you, if I fed it to you, you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, you could kill a hobo and mix it with some paella.
Hobo.
I think I'd still like it.
Hobo?
Baby hobo.
Wow.
A bobo, as you were.
I'm going to give you the option to take that one.
No,
back, that wasn't very good.
I don't care. At least I didn't eat livers.
So, I'm going to stop you what you're doing right now. In the bar area, they have Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on.
Okay.
It just happens to be that we're sitting in a restaurant, and another restaurant in Minnesota is actually being featured on TV. On Diners, it's the Nook.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, actually.
But I just thought that was interesting.
It is. Not really.
Not really. But.
So I had a moment today that I think you would appreciate.
No, it's not normal to bleed from there.
For me, it is. But, no, I had a craving for pizza. I hadn't had pizza in a while. I had this, like, I've been having, like, weird.
Certain type of pizza?
There's pizza. I didn't care what. If I could have gotten a deep dish pizza, like a deep dish sausage pizza, I would
nothing
have
else
done
on
that.
It?
I would have been fine, yeah.
Okay.
Well, like cheese and sauce and crap like that. But nothing else, just deep dish sausage. I would have been great.
Okay.
But downtown is lacking in deep dish pizza.
Downtown's lacking a pizza.
It's got some, but not a lot.
Yeah.
And I went to... I was like, I just got this craving about 10 o'clock this morning. I'm like, I want pizza. I'm going to get pizza. And then I initially came to the, where can I go? Because there is not a whole lot of places that you can get pizza. And I ended up going to the building right next door where I work. They got a place that's actually right across from Turkey to Go.
Okay.
It's now called Jersey Devils. And it's pizza and wings.
Okay.
And I did not do the wings. For reasons we've discussed at length on the
chicken
show.
Chicken bones.
No, I think the bone thing I've largely gotten over, I just think wings are a terrible investment. In the meat to work ratio.
To me, it's a sauce vehicle.
It's very much a sauce vehicle.
I'd give you that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, so I got their cheese bread combo. It's a slice of pizza, piece of cheese bread, and a fountain drink. Okay. Reasonably priced. Pizza was good. It was a thin crust. It was kind of greasy, but you kind of expect that from like the by the slice places.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what you expect.
Yeah.
Where I got confused was the cheese bread. So what they did with the cheese bread is, you know, okay, so the when I ordered, there wasn't any cheese bread ready, so he threw some in, and then he put the rest of my order together.
Okay.
And you know, he did the classic takeout pizza thing where paper plate, pizza slice, paper plate on top.
Just how God intended.
God intended. That's great. A couple minutes go by, cheese bread comes out.
Pizza's gone.
And the cheese bread, no, I've not touched anything yet.
Okay. Very proud of you.
I don't like eating in a place with no seats.
Oh.
I mean, it's got like high chair, not high chairs, what's the word I'm looking for?
High bar.
High bar chair, whatever.
Yeah, I got you.
But you know, I just...
Bar stools.
It feels weird. Mm. So I waited very patiently. I did take a sip of my pink lemonade, but beyond that...
Because you're not an animal.
None, yeah. What the hell? So, and like a lot of these kind of places, they do cheese bread where they basically take a pizza crust, just cover it with garlic and cheese, cook that, and cut it up.
Okay.
And he did that, he took it out, and it was about, it was very similar to like the football pizza we had at Crescent Moon Bakery. Okay.
Yeah.
Where it was football shaped. It was probably at its longest point, it was about a foot.
Oh dear Lord.
Okay. And I'm like, okay, then he gets a knife, he's going to cut it.
Yeah.
What he does is he cuts it the long way. So he breaks this into four strips, the longest of which is about a foot.
Okay.
And then he takes that middle strip, that longest strip, and puts it in the center of another paper plate with easily 2 inches hanging off my hand. Then put another paper plate on top of it and handed it to me. Like, this is the most normal thing you would do. It's like, you got a knife there. You couldn't cut that to make it fit a little better?
So I can retain the warmth?
So meanwhile, I got to walk back to my desk with this chunk of cheese bread poking out of the thing like it's a baguette in a romantic comedy from the 90s. It was good. It was.
Did Meg Ryan enjoy it? Because
it wasn't quite to Meg Ryan levels.
No.
But
okay.
But like, would it kill to just cut it in half so someone? Because I had to eat it like that too.
You didn't tear. You can't tear it. Well, you're not an animal. I forgot.
I ended up folding it in half and doing it that way.
Like a real man.
Like a real man. But it was.
You did that same thing with the slice, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
But it was just.
See, they had the right intent.
It was good, but it was like, it just, it looked execution. Awkward. It looked awkward.
Yeah, I get what you're
saying. And the other problem was is that since it was right out of the oven, they put that paper plate on top.
Yeah.
And when I took the paper plate off, I took like half the cheese with it.
Oh.
So then I got to be that fat guy where I'm ripping cheese off of a paper plate just to eat. Because I'm not letting that go. $2 piece of cheese bread. I'm not letting cheese just go to waste.
Hard earned.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
I'm not judging
person.
You at all.
You are judging me.
I'm not.
You're
I'm really
a judger.
Not. I
look, Mr. I left the house to get chicken livers.
I had to you go just, out of the house. I was kicked out of my house for chicken livers.
No, you were kicked out of your house and you chose to spend that time getting chicken livers.
It's true. It's true. I'm having drooling problems today, apparently. My God.
You're just your glands are working overdrive today.
Lord.
First you spew over me.
I didn't, and I still apologize for that. That was not meant.
That was pretty funny though.
Yeah, I apologize. But
all right, so we stated at the top of the show that we were kind of the tiebreaker between City Pages and Joy Summers, who really really like this place.
Yep.
And Heavy Table, which really really dislike this place.
Right.
Where do we fit?
I'm leaning towards disliking this place.
Okay.
And for the simple fact in that I just was kind of wishy-washy about it.
Okay.
So, I think it... Okay, there's two things that are bothering me. One, there are two hostesses, and both are what look to be like they might be ownership type managers type that are lurking, and it's driving me a little bit nuts.
Okay.
And that it's disconcerting. Not only because we're recording a show, that's one thing, but the fact that they just had a woman walk up for no apparent reason and then walk back. and it was just
awkward. So you think they're spying on us?
Not spying, but it's just there are other things that could be they could be doing.
Okay.
Like cleaning tables or checking on other, you know, the bar area is filling up.
Uh-huh.
And it appears that they have very few waiters working right now.
Yep.
Like our guy is working both sections, both the dining section and the bar section.
Uh-huh.
And these two women are doing nothing to that I'm able to see this for. Okay. Service aside, our server's actually doing a decent job.
Yeah, I've got no complaints as far as
the
service.
But the food was just lacking a lot in preparation and execution and taste. There was nothing great about, other than it was kind of whimsical the way mine was presented.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking specifically the crudo, or are you talking
the smoked salmon?
Salmon.
It was kind of on a wood block.
The cutting board.
Yeah, on the cutting board. But the crudo was poorly cut. The eye tuna was poorly treated.
Mm-hmm.
It was very basic. It was just a ponzu sauce. Citrus ponzu with a little bit of thinly sliced jalapeno and a smattering, like a dusting of cilantro. It was incredibly, incredibly basic and very poorly presented in that sense. It came out on a glass old salad bar plate.
That I thought was weird. I did notice that. And I'm not typically one that notices things like that. Like, I don't care about presentation as much as you do.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's really kind of odd. That it was on a clear plate, period.
Yep. So, judging off those two, I would not be back here for any reason. There are 100 places I'd come to in St. Paul before I came back here. So I'm definitely leaning more on the heavy table side.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have anything to drink.
Yeah.
And they have drinks up there that I would definitely try. The Cryberry Baby Cry, which I probably wouldn't have, but you would have the Hard Apple Cider Prosecco and Ginger Beer. That sounds really good.
There's some...
I'm a absolute fiend for Bloody Marys, and they have a Serrano-infused pepper vodka with a house-made Bloody Mary mix. I would definitely right up my alley.
What do you mean by Serrano? Is like the ham?
No, Serrano pepper.
Oh. Because I would eat a Serrano.
I know you would.
Not enough ham infusions in cocktails nowadays.
Not enough bacon infusion, but ham, I think, is the next step.
Ham is the next evolution.
But that interests me, but not enough to come back. There are too many places along 7th Street that I would come to before I came here. Moe's, Liffey, Cassetta's. I can keep going.
Yeah.
DiGidio's? Yeah, DiGidio's.
Yeah.
Mancini's, good. Which we haven't been to. I would also go to before I came here. Glockenspiel. So I can't give this place any more than about a star and a half. Definitely not giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I still stand by my statement where it's food that does not bear a lot of analysis.
Right.
It's my burger, it was good. I like the constituent parts of it. It held up well. Those fries were good. When you start to think about it, you start to really analyze burgers you've had in the past and other places like this. Like, to me, a comparison that we brought up once already, and I was thinking about this in terms of location, too, because you had mentioned, I think it was before the show, how this is such a weird, awkward location.
It's too far out of downtown to lure anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not like a Robbinsdale Robbinsdale situation where and I was thinking the closest comparison I could have to this place is Red Cow, which we brought up.
Exactly.
And to me, Red Cow is similar, where it's kind of on the outskirts. And not only is it on the outskirts of Minneapolis in general, it's on the outskirts of the 50th and France area too. Yep. So it's outskirts of outskirts.
Yeah.
But it does what it does
incredibly
light
well.
Years better than this.
Yeah.
you know, I'm much more impressed with what Red Cow is doing.
Yep.
And I would even think of, I think of like Hazel's.
Hazel's would be a great example, because Hazel's is kind of out in this, there's nothing else around it.
What? No, it's not Hazel's.
But if you think about Hazel's, it's in, it's in a part of the Northeast, there's not a whole lot else around it.
Oh, goddamn it. No, I know which one I'm, I know which one I'm thinking of. It's got the, it's the, it's a woman's name, and she's on the logo. It's an older woman, glasses.
What area?
It's by a cycle shop. I don't know areas at all. Oh my god, this is gonna kill me.
By a cycle shop, not like a bike shop, but a motorcycle.
Like a bike shop, like a bike shop. Mabel's?
Mabel? No.
No, it's something like that. Why can't I think of it?
Is it uptown, downtown, it's, Northeast?
I want to say uptown, but I can't say that for sure. But there's half a dozen places like this.
Yeah.
Town Hall Lanes, similar kind of thing.
Right. Got to be. It has to be a draw.
Mm-hmm.
To get you out of the downtown area and out of and into an area that isn't, I don't want to call it developed, but this is an area that's just, it's surrounded by
residential.
About that, we drove past one of the Mickey's locations on the way down here, but that's another half mile closer into the city.
Yeah, it's a tough sell. I think I'm less against it than you are.
Right.
And I think, I don't know if I'd come out here myself, but if people were coming out here, then, you know, I'd give it another try.
I don't think it's not enough to pull people from downtown. The other thing is, it's not enough to pull people down from Cathedral Hill, where you have all those places.
Yeah.
You know, that we've been to. I mean, Sajia last week, Dixie's, blanking on a bunch of other places that we've been to.
Yeah.
The original Bras is up.
Cheeky
there.
Monkey.
Cheeky Monkey. Happy Gnome.
Yeah.
We can keep going, but it's not enough.
Laughing Emu. That's not a real place, but I was trying to think of like
monkey.
Emotion and animal.
Yeah. Not good.
Sardonic Hippopotamus.
Not so much.
Nah, that wasn't very good.
So I wouldn't come back here for any reason.
Yeah, I'm leaning more toward. I'm not quite as viscerally angry about it as heavy that heavy
it.
Table was. Like heavy yeah, table seemed was, to yeah. like they came and punched their mother.
Right, and I'm not along those lines yet. Mm-hmm. I do think that for what I got at the ahi tuna was a fucking ripoff.
Yeah.
Considering how it was prepared and how basic it was a ripoff. I could have bought that much tuna for a quarter of the price.
Mm-hmm.
And the smoked salmon just tasted like store-bought. I'm gonna say,
yeah.
It tasted like store-bought smoked salmon. So,
yeah. I do want to not to so that we can end on a completely negative note. My cocktail was very good.
Okay.
And I have high hopes for the rest of their bar menu.
Yeah.
It's weird that there are more and more places now that, since we're kind of part of this, it's weird. We're on the tail end of this kind of fine casual renaissance that we had going last few years. We're kind of on the tail end of that, but we're right in the middle of this kind of craft cocktail thing. And there's more and more places that are trying to do both. And where I think at this point, if you can't do the food, go nuts on the cocktails.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. The problem with this place is it's decent, but it's not. It doesn't have a place.
No.
It doesn't have a. Yeah. Anyway, but my cocktail was very good. I would, again, not to end it on a completely negative note.
Yep.
So, anyway. Do we have anything coming up? Is Iron Fork next week? Or are we going to do a show in between then?
I think we do a show in between. Yeah, we do a show in between.
Okay.
And then intern Cody and I will be at Iron Fork.
Yes.
On Thursday, November something something.
We'll say the 7th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So if you're heading out to that, try to find us. I don't know what I'll be wearing yet.
We will post here. Yeah. You'll be wearing the official well-fed golfer flag
exactly.
on your head.
I'll be holding a red rose for that lucky chef that I'm going to take home tonight. Is that too much?
This is getting into a weird place.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking,
it just wouldn't be me.
It's true. Speaking of weird places, we are on the social medias.
Yes, we are.
We're on the Well-Fed Guide. Where are we? We're on the Twitter. That's the word
Twitter,
I'm looking for. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG. Facebook.com/WellFedGuideToLife and Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife as well. You can email us restaurant suggestions and comments and all that good stuff at WellFed@FancyBaseGangsters.com. And I got nothing else to say, but, you know, thank you. I have to go home and eat more killer corn.
Gotta get it before it actually wrecks your Tupperware, too.
No.
No?
This will be eternally good. It is preserved in preservatives.
Preserved in preservatives.
Right.
Right.
Shut up. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. No, you got me drooling. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Dar, 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 dar. Sorry.